Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Candidate Performance Report, or your CPR report. If you've gotten to the point where you've taken the exam and unfortunately did not pass, or you've taken it multiple times, you receive one of these via email and or via mail. And you look at it and you're kind of like, okay, what does a CPR report really mean? What does my candidate performance report really mean? Well, as the next gen came out, the CPR report has actually added in a little bit more specificity. It used to be 9 categories, now it's up to 15 categories. There's only 3 different levels that they give you. Either you're below, you're near passing, or you're above passing. What does that mean? What do these subjects mean? How do I interpret it? What do I do moving forward? So as you look through it, you'll get these 3 pages. The first 2 pages are basically kind of an explanation of who you are and what you can get, where you can get other resources if you kind of want to look at it. But even if you look at these resources, they still don't give you a little bit of insight or detailed insight that you need in order to pass this exam the next time you take it. So how do I interpret it? Well, let's take a look at this example one. If we look at this, we've got the different domains on the side: management of care, safety, health promotion, psychosocial, so on and so forth. As you read through each one of these and the description, you kind of look at it and you're like, what does that really mean? Like, am I bad at cardio? Am I bad at maternity? Am I bad at farm? Am I bad at fundamentals? It doesn't really give you that, because a lot of these things, like basic care and comfort, okay, that's its own subject, but how about like provides and directs nursing care of the client that incorporates knowledge of expected growth and development principles? Okay, what does that really mean? Okay, growth and development, I get that. But again, it's still a little vague. Like, what are you really telling me? Growth and development, what? Growth and development or in general, or what about everything that I've studied so far? Whatever program you've used, whatever QBank you've used, how does this relate to your CPR? What I look at is the fact that the NCLEX are actually on a curve. Well, if you're doing above passing, well, you're above the curve, right? So just kind of think about the curve. If you're above, well, you're doing better than the average. If you're near passing, you could be kind of right there, but not necessarily at the average. And if you're below, well, we're definitely weaker in a lot of different areas. When I interpret these for my students, when I look at them, I look at the fact that there are 15 different domains, and the performance level in general, if you look at it in this situation, we'll go one by one. We've got near passing, 1, 2, 3. And that's it. There's only 3 near passing. So let's take that into consideration for this student. 3 near passing. Then I look at my above passing. So we've got 1, 2, looks like 3. 2, 3. So now we've got three above passing. Okay, so I'll keep that into consideration. Three above passing. Which means, just by default, doing the math, I already know how many below they got. There's only 15 of these domains. So the remainder of them are going to be 9 below passing. In this situation, if I was talking to my student, I'm looking at it, I'm saying, wait a minute. Well, we've only got three that were above that curve, which means that if majority of people are right at this median, then only three domains were you above them. I tell my students all the time, when you're looking at a question, if 40% of people got them right, you should be doing higher than that. 50%, definitely higher than that. If they're scoring 60 or 70, the majority of people, you better get those right. So that's going to set you apart and make you pass. So somebody like this, I would probably anticipate, was probably 85 and out. Well, not in a good way, but they were 85, which means that the adaptive test was noticing that, guess what? In 9 of these domains, I'm below passing standard. What does that mean? What should I do? Because I don't know how to study based off of this. Like, how many people show you, okay, well, let's go through each one of these? No, the way that I teach my students is what? System by system and breaking down questions. Test taking strategies, system by system, which is all encompassing. It's going to include all of these domains. So as I'm teaching you cardio, as I'm teaching you infectious disease, as I'm teaching maternity, as I'm teaching you growth and development, fundamentals, endocrine, all of these topics are all in there. So there's no reason to sit there and say, let me just do analysis of cues. I don't see that. Oh, I don't understand how. This is more understanding test taking strategies, looking at your case studies now, looking at what you can grasp, those clues, like when I break down questions. And as you watch me break down questions on these other videos that I have, watch those analysis of cues. Watch all that test taking strategies, that hypothesis. What am I doing with the hypothesis? How about prioritization? Yeah. How about differential diagnosis? Things like that. They're all encompassing. And if you learn your content completely, you learn your test taking strategies completely. In this student, for instance, I would say we need to work on everything. If only three were near and only three were above, the good majority of people are probably getting more near and above than they are compared to this student. Now, with your CPR report, obviously everything is different. I can't say, oh, if you've got this many above, this many near, this many below, that this is what you should do. Because every single student is individual. That's why I say, fill out the form and we'll go over it. We'll make a game plan. Let's figure out what you need to do to pass your exam. And if you've taken it multiple times, fine. I want your most recent CPR report, because the most recent one's going to tell me where you stand at this moment. But there's so many variables involved. What QBank you used? Did you finish it? What program you used? How did you like it? What supplemental programs did you use, or what supplemental textbooks and things of that nature did you use? How is your schooling? How's your anxiety levels? There's so many. How long have you been out of school? How many attempts have you had? All these different things are variables that I take into account on top of your CPR report that gives me the full picture. And if I don't have a full picture, I can't just generically say, well, this is what you should be doing if this is what your CPR report says. That's like a student asking me, well, Dr. Z, if I take your program, can I pass in 4 weeks? You could, but there's a lot of different variables involved. Some people pass in 4 weeks. Some people need 6 months because of the different variables. So with the CPR report, again, it is very subjective to each individual student, which is why I'm offering the ability to talk to me or my team regarding your CPR report, because I do want to ask other questions. I want to get a full idea of what's going on. So When you get this, keep it, don't lose it, save it with you. And if you do want to talk to myself or my team, who are all being trained in this exact situation as well too, to consider the variables, to look at your CPR report, so on and so forth, we would love, love, love to help our community out, to help our students out and our future nurses out. So please feel free to fill out that information and we will contact you and or we will schedule you as soon as possible. So I hope you guys enjoy. Take care.